News release. Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Lansing, with new cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, being detected in Michigan's wild and domestic birds throughout this winter season, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, strongly encourages owners to continue taking steps to protect their animals from this virus, especially as wild birds begin their spring migration. February marks 3 years since the first detection of HPAI in Michigan poultry. Since that first case, the virus has been a prominent focal point for MDARD due to the scope and impact of this disease on our poultry and dairy industries, said State Veterinarian Dr. Nora Wineland, DVM, MS, DACVPM. As long as the virus continues to be carried by infected wild birds, the risk will continue. Preventing wild bird access to susceptible domestic animals needs to remain a top priority. HPAI is a highly contagious virus that can be spread in various ways, including through infected wild birds and on other items or materials exposed to the virus, such as open food or water sources, shared equipment, and on the clothing and shoes of caretakers. After managing the largest outbreak of HPAI last spring that affected both poultry and dairy cattle, MDARD has responded to 6 additional detections of HPAI in commercial poultry operations and 4 detections in backyard flocks since December 2024. The department also continues to respond to sick domestic bird calls. While it is impossible to predict precisely what will happen with the virus this spring, it is certain that this disease will continue to impact Michigan's animal agriculture, and taking preventative measures to keep HPAI away from domestic birds remains essential. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the public health risk associated with this disease remains low. As a reminder, people should properly handle and cook all poultry and eggs. As the spring migration season approaches, following a few key steps is fundamental to protect animal health. Prevent contact between domestic animals and wildlife, especially sick or dead wildlife. Isolate sick animals away from all others and care for them after tending to healthy animals first. Wash your hands before and after caring for animals as well as when moving between different coops, barns, or pens. Clean and disinfect shoes, boots, and clothing or store them in an area that animals cannot access. Do not feed animals unpasteurized milk or raw or undercooked meat. Do not share equipment or other supplies between households or farms. Clean and disinfect all equipment and other supplies between uses. If it cannot be disinfected, discard it. Use well or municipal water as drinking water for animals and prevent them from drinking out of puddles or other open, exposed water sources. Keep their feed and feed ingredients secure to ensure there is no contact with pests or wildlife. Contact your veterinarian if you have any questions related to the health of your animals. MDARD will continue to lead Michigan's response to the virus by investigating reports of sick domestic animals, sharing information with other state and federal agencies, and monitoring national HPAI trends. Reporting possible cases for domestic animals. Domestic bird owners and caretakers should watch for multiple sudden deaths in the flock, a drop in egg production, a significant decrease in water consumption, diarrhea, sneezing, coughing, or an increase in sick birds. If avian influenza is suspected in domestic birds or other domestic species, contact MDARD immediately at 800-292-3939, daytime, or 517-373-0440, after hours. For wildlife, if anyone notices what appears to be unusual or unexplained deaths among wild birds or other wildlife, please report these cases to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, DNR, by using the DNR's Eyes in the Field app. Choose the Diseased Wildlife option among the selections for observation forms. Calling the DNR Wildlife Disease Laboratory at 517-336-5030. Stay up to date. Subscribe to receive email notifications by visiting MDARD's website and clicking on the avian influenza, link. After entering a valid email address, subscribers will receive updates and alerts regarding the status of avian influenza in Michigan whenever there are new developments to report. Additional resources can also be found at michigan.gov/birdflu. For more information on proper use of personal protective equipment to protect against avian influenza, please visit the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services website. More information on avian influenza and how to protect flocks through biosecurity measures can be found on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's website.